Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners and CEOs in the B2B space. Six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Let's get to it. Question number one, in a few sentences, tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Lois Elrick. I am president of Real Change Business Coaching. And what I do is I help organizations create the ideal culture. I work on conflict resolution. I do emotional intelligence coaching and group coaching, and work on systems and processes.
Love it, Lois. Question number two, what is the best thing about working with businesses?
The best thing that I love about working with a business is getting to see the business and the team members thrive.
Perfect. Question number three, I'm hearing from other top executives and owners that using quotes and testimonials from clients really increase conversions and sales. What are your thoughts?
I believe that to be true. People want to know who you are and what you can do from them for them. And getting to hear those quotes and testimonies is helps them make that decision, that conversion.
Absolutely. Question number four, what advice you want to share with other companies in the B2B industry? Go.
My biggest advice is getting clear on your systems and processes. So I often hear people say, my team doesn't listen. Why don't they get me? Why are they doing that? And it's because they don't understand the system. Things aren't clear. And so I like to help organizations map out what those systems and processes are. Mm-hmm. That's really important. So I take people through a process where we're identifying what is your aim? What do you want to accomplish? And you can do this in your accounting, your AP, AR, your hiring process. Anything that you do in your business, you can map it out, but you got to point out, starting with your inputs, your chosen inputs, the things that are in the system, your people, our thoughts, all of those things that impact that. And then we also have, things that are imposed upon us,
right. Could be taxes. I'll ask you a quick question, Lois. How does one start building these systems themselves?
Well, there's an actual diagram that you start with. You map, you can use it in an Excel spreadsheet. You can get out on top of a whiteboard. That's my favorite place to do it, is whiteboard. And really what it is, it's a creative space where you're getting everybody that, let's say, touches invoicing, which could be sales, accounting, anybody, and you bring them all in the same room and you start asking these questions. By what method do we accomplish invoicing? And you literally just write down everything. And each person that is touching that says, well, this is what I do. And this is what I do. And you have to draw all that out on a whiteboard. And then you'll start identifying gaps where maybe the leader might say, well, I didn't know that's how we were doing it. It's supposed to be done this way.
Right.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense. So basically the idea being is, okay, when invoice happens, it's not just invoice, they pay. There's different steps. Because even then when they pay for the invoice, well, now that they paid for our services, something has to happen. At least I would hope so.
Right. You have to map all that out. And for anybody watching this, what you can do is you can go find this. Edward Deming is the one that created this. So it's all about systems and processes. So he believes that all people want to do a good job. And when there's a breakdown in what's going on, it's the system.
Right.
So we look into that. So if anybody wants to Google Edward Deming, systems and processes, you'll be able to find a template that can help you walk through that.
Outstanding. I love that there. Let's get to question number five. What other top CEOs and business owners in the B2B industry, like yourself, would you like to acknowledge as a leader and should be a guest on my podcast?
Michelle Nevarez. She is with Goldman EI. And then the other one would be Dr. Karen Townsend with TK Consulting. Mm-hmm. She works on diversity and inclusion.
Perfect. I'll look them both up. We're done here. Number six, final fun question. Lois, tell me about your first sale.
My first sale was in this particular role in this business was very unexpected. I was meeting with a client. I didn't know it was a client, just a colleague. And we're chatting and he's asking me questions about my experience and different things. And and I sold a workshop.
There you go. Boom. Love it there. So yeah, Lois, you now got 4 minutes and 5 seconds left. So here's what we can do. We can do some promo time. You can ask me a question. You can talk about the weather or the clouds behind you. Or since the best know when to be concise and when to end, we end early. Go.
You know what? I think I've said enough. What I would love to see happen is anybody watching this, they would go find more about Edward Deming and systems and processes.
Perfect. That works there. You pulled it off. 6 questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to end. Your website, say it real quick.
Realchange.life.
It's in the description. It's magic. Lois, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you so much for having me. It's been a pleasure.
You're welcome. And for everyone else watching, make sure you also check out onfirenights.com. We have a guide on 10 ways to use testimonials that you probably haven't heard of before. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. I will talk to you later. Bye.